haven't heard any strange names, but I did have a camper one time whose name was Tiberius. And that's a cool name.
Yeah, that's just
he was a crazy
that
fucking kid, as you might imagine, but yeah. He had a cool
name. That is not name. The name of a young kid. That's like the name of, like, a badass 40s man who's seen a lot of the streets.
Tiberius.
You know? But he's kind of changed his ways, and now he's trying to, like, teach the younger generation to not make his mistakes.
This is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast.
All right, this is Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast. Today is July 27th, 2021.
Yeah!
Got the boys here, joined by Will, out of towner.
Swill Elsberry.
Sometimes listener.
Sometimes.
Whenever we're not talking about Pokemon, because we alienate the audience when we talk about Pokemon.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably more people that want to hear about Pokemon.
I like talking about Pokemon. It's my MO.
I definitely turn it
off. We just need to broadcast ourselves as a Pokemon podcast. That will bring them in. Nobody knows we talk about this except Will and Heather.
Nobody knows that this podcast exists, honestly.
Except for your old boss.
Except my old boss. That's true. Yeah, I did so much editing last week because Evan said the name of my old boss, and right. So I had to like cut it out, and then I had to like find a spot to like make it natural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Using that
seamless
2 semesters at and trip coming in handy.
You should have just audacity just had, like, right here, baby.
A bleep or something. So we'd have been like, "What the fuck did Evan just say?"
A bleep would be funnier.
Yeah, we need like some sort of a sound box.
Truly,
you know?
I have been enjoying all the post-production shit that's been going on lately. That has been the best parts of the episode. The fucking Doob thing at the beginning of the one. The violin behind you on the last one.
I'll get on a sound box. I feel like sound effects are kind of my area of
soundboard
expertise.
Full of,
that's true.
Random sound effects you could just cue up.
Mm-hmm. I want Lon to have that kind of power.
I might abuse it. I will definitely abuse it.
Just have Aradia Sheridans flying all over.
Sheridan!
It was never a bad time.
If anybody's got to have that power, it's got to be Rouse. He's got the best comedic timing.
That's fair. That's my thing. I'm nothing without my comedic timing, honestly. I have nothing left.
I'm sure
I tumble now all the time.
Just get like a drum kit type of thing. You just press a board.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I literally have
just
a drum kit. I could just assign.
Well, there
that,
yeah,
I could
just
do that, dude. I could do
exactly
that. I could make that
a
as
kit.
A. I could make that as a MIDI thing. Now we're talking. That's great.
Just assign different.
Because like you could
effects.
Input kits to your drum kit, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
can assign whatever. So like the crash will be shared. And
you're gonna have your laptop and a drum kit over here.
I could even print up a button box on the printer.
That'd be
get
cool.
Get a bunch of buttons.
That'd be cool.
And then.
I was thinking, like, the office would make, like, a more, like, good permanent situation. We'd all be kind of cramped. But, like, that's kind of the idea, is being cramped because
if we sit, like, around a table.
We all want to be close to the mic anyways. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, this doesn't pick up everyone
quite
as well.
It's okay.
Everyone was pretty quiet last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, the gain is up, so, like, it balances out, but I'm definitely the loudest. That's just because I talk the most. But
need to get, like, a 4-mic situation here and invest.
4 mics? We already got 1 too many.
Hi.
Mike is here. Oh shit. Yeah, I guess we should look at the topics. I don't even know what's on here. This is exciting.
Yeah, I made the topic list today.
Oh, your writing is dog shit, man. God.
Is it worse than mine?
It's all right,
it is worse than yours.
No, wait,
yours
let me
is,
see that really
yours
quick.
Is on the bottom?
No, I wrote on the bottom.
Oh, who's on the top?
Me.
Yeah, yours is terrible.
I stopped giving a fuck what my handwriting
looks like. It looks like a ransom note, dude.
I stopped giving a fuck what my handwriting looked like as soon as I, like, entered grad school or even college because, like, I never wrote anything at that point. So, like, I was just typing everything, and now my hand's
this
still
is my handwriting. I don't know. It's probably, like, even.
So here's
it's
why,
worse, but
why is
it's
guys'
close.
Handwriting in general pretty shitty? And then girls seem to all have the same handwriting.
Because it's the
they
nature.
Take more time to work on it.
It's
that's
the,
pretty much what it is.
We just need immediate gratification. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah, right.
It's like this apartment. It's gross, but it works. You know? There's like 2 things from Home Goods in here.
You've got 1 piece of art on the wall.
Yeah. That's barely art. My brother made that. Only other thing I have on the wall is a clock. And that serves a function.
Yeah.
Aesthetics.
Is it at the right time?
Does
it
work
at the right time?
Yeah. It randomly, in my last week of work at my other job, I was in like an hour-long call and it fell off the wall because it's held up by command strips because it's the outer wall is cement. So it's held up by command strips and I was like, I looked like thinking like, fuck, it was my cat. But it wasn't the cat. The cat was next to me. And then immediately I was like, home invader.
While I'm in a meeting?
Yeah. Is he trying to steal my clock that I got at Big Lots?
Just go to Big Lots, man.
But not the case. I believe gravity was the culprit on this.
Gravity and those shitty command strips.
That'll get you every time.
3M makes a lot of good products, and those command strips are not one of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
It depends what you're hanging on it, though.
Did you know that
bad.
In those big ass, in some of the big ass skyscrapers in Abu Dhabi, they hold the steel, the outer steel sheeting onto the building?
I do know this, and somebody just told me this.
I think it was Justin talking about it at his house.
It was Justin talking about it.
And that blew my mind! I'm gonna have to get me some of that fucking tape. Brought to you by 3M. 3M sponsor us.
The 3M episode.
Oh, shit, I know some business guys.
Get him in on this.
I would love to be sponsored by 3M because I already use so many of their products. I'm always sticking stuff to other things. Like,
imagine getting some free stuff.
They're
gonna only send you command strips.
No, I want them to send me dual lock.
But would you rather have 3M or Flex Tape?
I haven't used Flex Tape.
Dude, we also just talked about this the other day because we all agreed that Gorilla Tape is the best and most utilitarian.
Gorilla glue.
I don't like Gorilla glue.
No, that shit is
indestructible. It makes the inferior super glue. They make the inferior super glue. I like Loctite super glue.
I got spicy fingers and I just touched my eye.
Oh!
From the jalapenos. Also, there's some pico if anybody wants any. Chips are the ideal podcast food.
Crunch.
It's like the viewers are in the room with you. Like, man, he's doing pretty loud, huh?
The bag is unopened too, right?
It's fresh bag. Fresh bag.
So we get to hear that.
Just bought it at 7-Eleven on my daily trip to 7-Eleven because I'm gross.
Still do that even though you're not working for
Where else am I going to walk? I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. I get out of work and I'm all amped up. Go to 7-Eleven, say hi to the guy. I don't know.
Guy's on a first name basis.
We are. His name is Jeff. He's the manager. And I'm taller than him.
Wow!
That's our whole relationship.
Every time I drive here, I always instinctively try and go to the spot we jammed at.
Oh, I know. Right on Kenmore.
Turn left down Kenmore. And I'm like, oh shit, that's not where I'm going.
We should have done that this week. Should've. I did not even think about that. Well, maybe it's not. Whatever. We got some topics? Yeah, right. This is what happened last time I tried to read this. Okay, we'll get this one out of the way. This is just a little bit of housekeeping. In the last episode, I mentioned that there was multiple Tony Barifatos, and at one time, that was correct. But I've learned that they are since divorced. So, we're back down. We're down one. Unless their child's name is Tony. We found out they have a child.
We learned about an extraneous Tony Barifato, didn't we?
Yes, there's
the
an extraneous one.
Different one.
But there's two that were... guy and girl, and one was spelled with a Y, one was spelled with an I,
about
and
they got married.
Yeah. And then they had a kid, and they didn't name it Tony.
Here's the thing, though. So, they got married and divorced. Mm-hmm. Maybe she never changed the last name back. Maybe she was like, you know what? I'm going to spread the good word.
Spread the good word of Tony Barifato.
And they have a kid whose name could very well be named Tony Barifato.
Do we know that it's not, though?
Can you prove that it's not? But I feel like... the
middle name?
The middle name is Tony Barifato.
But... If they would have named it Tony, but T-O-N-E, it would have been perfect.
That would have been Tone. That's not Tony.
No, but you put like a little
Tone-E.
It's like the Pokemon.
Tone.
And it would have been perfect because they were both in a band together. Makes all sense.
Really quick. This is a good little topic, actually. I forgot I was supposed to talk about this. What's the craziest spelling and or name you've ever come into contact with?
Did you see this video? Jeez. I feel like you saw this.
No, Bridget just sent me something about this the other day. She's like, you should talk about this on the podcast. And I just
spelling and or a name?
Okay, there's this, when I worked at FedEx, the lady that sat next to me, she was also a teacher during the day. But like,
let me see this.
In a, I don't know. She taught it like remedial stuff, basically. Mm-hmm. So like, she'd get all the shit kids. And one of the girls' names was L-A. And it was pronounced LaDasha.
I've heard the LaDasha before.
That's fucked! That means there's multiple of them out there.
That is fucked. Right. And I feel like now it's just like a meme.
Well,
meme name.
I can go off this because I saw this on a video today, so this is nothing original. But guess what these two names are. How would you pronounce these two names?
Okay, so can you spell it? Can you spell it?
So the first one is S-S-S-T. Take a guess.
S-S-T. I don't know.
Nothing? That one is... Forest.
Ah, that one's good.
And then the next one.
That's so stupid.
The next one's worse, so wait. Oh, if you like God. That one, there's more.
I do like that one.
So the next one is JKMN. How would you pronounce that?
JKMN?
Jackman.
I don't know.
I'm not
thinking Jackman.
So you're
too.
Going Norse with this.
Jackman?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready? Noel.
Nope.
Nope. I hate that so much.
That's you can't make memes out of your kids' names.
That's a person.
That's a person. That's a whole fucking person. Name. And if I were that kid, I would hate them. Okay, hold on. I got a name beef. A quick name beef. Okay. My middle name is Nicholas. My younger brother's first name is Nicholas.
My name is Nicholas.
His name is Nicholas. but that's irrelevant because my parents just recycled the name, and it pisses me off. Just low-key pisses me off. It's like, why? If my parents named me that, I would hate them.
Is your brother's middle name your first name?
No, that would be really stupid.
That would be fine.
John.
That would be fine. Now there's an imbalance. Here's the thing.
Okay, well,
you've been replaced, right? You've been replaced. It was like you weren't good enough. You weren't doing the name proud enough, you know? So they had to promote it to a first name. If they would have given him your middle name, it would have at least been fair. But now it's, you know, you're the lesser.
You know what's worse is that if you had a brother that was the same name as your dad, but you were the first. So at that point,
we're just really disappointed how this turned out.
It's kind of true.
Yike. The craziest name I've ever heard about, there's been plenty I've seen, but I guess there's a family in the Niagara Falls region, last name Cox.
What was it? Pleasure Cox?
Precious Cox.
Precious Cox.
And then apparently, now this is all hearsay, I don't know, I've never seen, but apparently one of the kids' name is Big Money.
Big Money Cox!
That's hilarious. Yeah, Bridget told me about that one.
That's a good one. That's honestly solid. Being named Big Money would be fucking a good... That's a good name.
Could you imagine going through high school with the name Big Money Cox?
Yeah, but they would all... By the time you get to high school, you'd be infamous.
Oh, yeah.
For being Big Money.
There's some dude who's like a top-tier NFL prospect, and his name is, like, the sickest. Like, the sickest or the baddest. I don't remember which it is.
Oh my God!
What is wrong with people?
It was the opposite with Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Imagine having the
like
last
I got
name,
drafted to
Buffalo
the Bills,
meat.
And his last name is Buffalo Meat. He got drafted to the Bills, right?
We talking about Wild Goose?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's Wild Goose.
Yeah, Wild Goose.
Sorry.
Buffalo Meat.
Wrong part of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, those aren't related at all. I don't know.
You know what? Well,
like,
it's a man.
There's a guy named Wild Goose, yeah. And I hope he makes a team. I kind of want to get his jersey.
He's a cornerback. Yeah,
that's funny.
The goose is loose.
Writes itself, you know?
If he ever makes a pick, just hear how, like, honks from the stadium. Somehow attracts a bunch of Canadian geese to the stadium.
You don't really even need to do much to attract Canada geese.
Here's the thing. Is this guy even good at football, or has he made it this far just with that name?
We'll find out in a couple
If he tries
weeks.
Out, you have
to. Yeah, you're like, well, obviously you're in.
You're going to sell some jerseys. Yeah.
It's all a marketing ploy at that point.
It's fucking wild.
I haven't
Sounds
heard
like
any...
be like a character in Semi-Pro with a Will Ferrell movie.
Wild Goose. I haven't heard any strange names, but I did have a camper one time whose name was Tiberius. And that's a cool name.
Yeah, that's just
he was a crazy
that
fucking
is,
kid, as you might imagine, but he had a cool...
That is not the name of a young kid. That's like the name of, like, a badass 40s man who's seen a lot of the streets.
Tiberius.
You know? But he's kind of changed his ways, and now he's trying to, like... teach the younger generation to not make his mistakes.
Mr. T.
I just made up an entire backstory for this.
It's a new D&D character.
That probably won't be Tiberius'
score. Maybe. Can you prove it? Alright, we got a couple of lawn topics here. Let's give them the thrilling conclusion to your truck story.
The thrilling conclusion. Okay, yeah. So, on the last episode, I talked about my buttfuckery. In
expand
in terms of insurance, my insurance buttfuckery. Well, I've finally gotten a hold of Geico, and they're giving me, you know, $27,000 for my truck, which is satisfying, and it's finally over. So that's not that thrilling, but
well, thrilling they were originally going to give you what, $19,000?
$22,000. They're going to give me $22,000,
and it's worth $26,000.
It's worth like $28,000.
What do you got?
Is that rain?
Popcorn?
Oh, it's the rain. Raining? It was beautiful. Oh,
it's because of the sunroof.
For the viewers, there's a hole in Rouse's ceiling. It's not a ceiling. Hole.
It was once a sunlight.
There's no way it was raining. It was beautiful out 10 minutes ago.
It's been raining.
I kind of hope it stops.
They said there was...
That's going to be picked up in the background.
They said there was supposed to be severe thunderstorms, but...
It do be wet.
Shit. It is raining.
Yeah.
Fuck. Let it be. Put my windows up.
Let it be. That's the...
Anyway, I'm finally over, and the moral of the story is, fuck Geico.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious. But you got more than what they were going to give you originally.
Yeah, I got more than what they were going to give me, and I actually made a little bit of money on this.
And you got to keep the bumper and all the shit you took from it.
Yeah, I don't know if they thought I was going to do that or not, but it's mine now, and they'd have to wrestle me to get it back.
That's an extra... Well, yeah, because you got to keep it and they paid you for it, right?
It was all part of their little adjustments thing, if I looked at the breakdown, but I don't give a fuck, because...
That is loud.
That is. So, what would you pay for this truck, roughly?
$25,000. $27,000 after taxes and everything.
Okay. And they're giving you $26,000.
And they're giving me base $26,500 plus sales tax, which is like $1,900, plus an adjustment from the bumper.
And you got all the parts and shit. So, and basically, by wrecking the truck, you made more money than you would have by keeping it.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to be paying
up. That's the moral of the story.
This goes back to the last podcast, but this is a great time. To crash a truck.
It's not a good time to crash a truck. I mean, yes, in the short term, I made a little bit of money on this, and I'll have money to afford gutters on my house, but I'm going to be paying out the ass for it in the long run with increased premiums for the rest of my life.
Now's where, if I was a graph, I would say, you got to make your own gutters while you're buying gutters.
I am going to put them up myself, but I'm not going to make my own gutters. That's
is that Garg? Does Garg come up?
Alright, so is that all you had to...
That's all I got for the thrilling conclusion.
Well, I'm sure the...
You can all rest easy.
I'm sure our two listeners are giving you like a nice little golf
I'm sure your old boss is gonna...
He's gonna be like, oh, good for him. he joins getting offended and just becomes a fan of the podcast on accident.
I'll give you that. R.I.P.
Alright, well, we had a lawn topic. Well, we'll save the next one. We'll come back to that. What's this? What's the ideal fried chicken? This is a Will topic?
Oh, yeah, so that's...
A reaction to the cast?
More of a question. What your opinion is on the ideal fried chicken.
Well, did you listen to the cast? We just talked about this.
Yeah, we actually talked about this on an earlier cast. Which one? Was it 2 ago?
I think it was the lime one, yeah, 2 episodes.
The lime episode. What did we talk? I don't know. Let's recap our fried chicken.
Well, I was making the chicken sandwiches previously, coming up on right after that podcast.
Which were good.
They were good. They're kind of small. I should use a different cut of chicken.
What'd you use, thighs?
I used breasts, pounded them out, but I kind of pounded them out too thin. Because you got to have that juice, you know?
What you
the
need
juice
is
with the
thigh
crunch.
Cutlets. They're a little more expensive. But
thighs are the best.
Okay, so fried the best. On the ideal fried chicken, for me, the ideal cut is the thigh cutlet. All right.
I'll give that.
So a little backstory to this is the fact that due to my job, and I'm not going to get into all the details about that, but basically, I work with high-profile individuals.
He's a porn!
And one of our guys wanted some fried chicken, and...
You get tired after a day of porn.
You get tired. That's just the way it is. Anyway, they gave him a salad, and he's like, what the fuck is this? I don't want a salad. I want fucking fried chicken.
You gotta recharge after
so,
working hard.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm changing the story.
So, basically, we're looking to find what the best place for fried chicken is. And due to other circumstances, he ended up at KFC, which was a
That's the worst.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
I had said that from the beginning. I just want to clarify that one. But, the ideal fried chicken, where are you looking for?
In, like, a restaurant?
It's
like
tough
in
to find.
Yeah, like, not making. Like, you're going out.
Oh,
you're
well,
get
my,
the
I mean, A, the ideal fried chicken I would make. But, B, second to that, I mean, I gotta say, like...
Like a chicken sandwich... Like, I don't know.
I see, here's the sandwich, thing. Here's the
like
thing.
You're out
fucking west. The options there are a little bit western. The options there are slightly different, I feel, than here. We're not big on fried chicken.
Yeah, there's not a lot of...
That's true.
Chick-fil-A is good, though. You know, however you stand on
I'm a fan
Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes.
I haven't had Popeyes.
Popeyes does make a good chicken sandwich.
There was a
they
battle
are
of
fucking
chicken
massive.
Sandwich.
That's what you want.
They are
and it's simple.
Massive.
Just chicken, pickles, sauce.
It's like the Paula's Donuts of chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, there was a battle. Wasn't there a chicken sandwich battle between...
Yes. Other places keep making them now, too, and like none of them are as good. Like McDonald's, there's like, this is a fancy chicken sandwich. And
it's
like,
the same as all their other chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. It's just fancy.
Oh, speaking of which... You go to McDonald's, here's what you gotta do.
Oh boy.
Very rarely, honestly. This body would tell you otherwise.
I eat McDonald's way too much because I'm on the road. Yeah. A lot.
on the chode.
You gotta put your chicken nuggets inside your McDouble. That's the way to do it.
It's kind of like I used to do
the McChicken, but this is a dialed down
version. It's like a poor man's McFatty,
and this is how I was substituting for the lack of McFatty.
Those are the days.
They have the McFatty again.
Really? The hot and spicy?
They have the hot and spicy.
That's good. There was a time where that was a large portion of my diet back in like 2011.
It's just shamefully too large of a portion of my diet.
No matter what I was doing, I would always end the day eating a McFatty.
I drove down to Virginia back and forth twice, 2 weekends in a row.
How much McDonald's did you eat?
I stopped at Burger King. I kind of prefer Burger King these days.
I hate to say it, there's a king real close to here.
I hate to say it, but Lucas was right in that respect. Rest in peace.
Going up for that. In lieu of flowers, I will accept Venmo donations. Just saying. Just send me a dollar. I don't know.
Yeah. To all of our viewers, Lucas is dead. Let us remind you that he's dead now.
Bless.
You just burst through the
door. I don't know. I don't really have much to add on the
I had to stop at a Burger King on my way back from Indiana to here because it was the only thing within the square 40-mile radius.
Right.
And there was a bunch of Amish people there. They were all getting...
The Amish love Burger King.
Yeah, they seem to.
Of course they do.
They were loving it.
It's like TV.
What is this magic? Yeah. A bacon on a burger?
Why does everything have oil on it? Why didn't we think of this?
I do go to McDonald's quite often because I as well travel a lot, but I do not eat their food. They have supreme bathrooms in McDonald's. McDonald's, McCafe, they are super clean.
Yeah.
With the amount of traffic and the people that are going in there,
you gotta catch it at the right time.
My experience with McDonald's bathrooms has not been
you can't,
the same.
You can't go into like not a refurbished one. Like you gotta go into one of the McCafe ones. Like you know it's been dealt with within the last 3 years. You're like, all right. It probably isn't clean, but at least it looks somewhat clean.
Tim Hortons is always clutch.
I talked about this on the podcast before. My favorite bathroom in the world is the Erie Tim Hortons. I don't want to.
Have you ever went back?
I do go back there. Every time I drive by, I'm like, I could pop off. It's just an enjoyable experience. You know? Because you don't even have to walk by them to go to the bathroom. You just pop in, and then you pop out. It's like it's there for me.
Nobody had to
know
you were then there.
Yeah, right. I hope everyone goes there. Please use this podcast, you know, to...
Fuck.
All right, well, we can move on.
In memory of Lucas, we're getting on bathroom talk.
And that yeah. I was going to say how... Never mind. I should probably not... That was very close to his old apartment, and I would always stop there. He doesn't live there anymore. And he's dead, so it doesn't matter.
In memoriam.
Yeah. All right. I got a thing here. I've brought the food of the week.
Oh.
Purchased these bad boys online because I didn't have time to go to the Asian food market. These are durian candies. And instead of just Melonhead having one, everyone's going to have one.
Oh. Yeah, we're kicking off our new so food bad. Segment with this thing. Oh, God. For the viewers, it smells kind of like...
In fact, though, just to wrap it up, you got to have two.
Oh, I got to have two? I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to...
This is your segment.
So what is this? Like a...
So durian is... It's a melon. Yeah,
so
it's a hard candy.
Describe it because I can't see what we're holding.
It's a very small package. This is just like a piece of hard candy.
Like, what would you call like? God?
It's a piece of hard candy.
What would you say it's the size?
It's not. It's like a butterscotch.
I'll tell you, it's a lozenge.
Yeah, it's like a butterscotch size.
These are
hard to open, man.
You just gotta tear it from the top. It smells like dill pickle chips.
They're ripping in.
Oh yeah, this is bringing back memories.
We're all doing it together.
I can't finish this. Oh, this is terrible!
This is bringing back memories.
Candy?
It's like bananas and onions.
You bet.
Oh, that's bad!
Damn, dude.
Oh, that lasted! That came and went quick! I'm surprised you had it in there that long.
This, as compared to a real durian, is not as crazy, but it's bringing back those like haunting memories of eating a durian.
Oh, good God!
Wait, is that fruit you were talking about?
Yeah, it's that spiky melon.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Lord!
It deceivingly makes you want to think with the wrapping that it's going to be lemon or lemon lime.
It is not.
It tastes like paint.
I need to cleanse my palate with real candy here.
Give me some of that really stale candy.
It's, I'm
not eating that.
I was going to buy more, but...
Oh, shit, this is open, too.
It's from the cat. I'm going to eat this Snicker, too. Holy fuck!
It does. It's like onions and...
Holy fuck! I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands of this.
I just ate a lime.
Wait, what the hell?
If the candy's been melted and unmelted a bunch of times.
It's like discolored. I think, Lon, you should eat this Milky Way.
That is fucked. Don't eat that. Help, here, eat some of this. Eat some chips. Get in there.
Oh, I'm gonna eat this 20-sided die.
What? How the fuck did a D20 get into my candy thing?
Oh, is all this candy?
Alright, it's all the same age. I was gonna buy more this week, I forgot.
So this musketeer's not too bad looking.
My next question is, what do you plan on doing with the rest of that bag?
I don't know. I mean, I just, like, I have that in my back pocket.
Save it for Halloween.
I'm just gonna, like, bring it to a party or something and be like, hey, eat this. And then I'll secretly eat a butterscotch and people be like, damn, dude, you'll eat anything. And I'll start going by dumpster.
That's very deceptive because it's in a yellow package and it looks kind of like a lime on the outside. So you pop it in like it's gonna be like a lemon lime kind of gobstopper or something around that. And that is...
But then it sucks.
That is... Yes.
I'm not a fan of it, but I wasn't gagging like you guys. I think that could probably grow on me if I tried it over.
Mark's one of the 10%! My friend Andy is, too. It's the same thing.
That's fucked! And I'm a very picky when it comes to stuff, but that, like, it wasn't great, but if I do it over and over... It's kind of like how I had to get used to beer. Like, I think I could get used to that.
Have another?
Here, eat this over. I'm not going to have another.
You said if you do it over and over!
I don't want to!
This could be a cool thing, though. You know? Yeah, I'm the Durian guy.
I was on Twitter with Jimmy Kimmel. That's my thing.
Yeah, but you could also be the Durian guy. He has a whole bag there.
That's imagine
I'm
you.
Saying he should give it to kids on Halloween. It'd be funny.
Imagine you hanging out with Gronk eating those durian candies.
I can't imagine.
If Gronk, if I ever
you would hook down phonics.
I'll teach him how to read while we're eating this candy. That's my ideal day with Gronk.
I gotta be honest, I don't think Gronk knows what a lot of these things are. Well, now I'm into the chips. Sorry for the listeners. Alright, so we had the food. Now we're segueing into you talking about burgers.
Oh yeah, alright.
This is the Lon talks about and eats food segment.
Alright, so we just talked about the fried chicken, but now this is the burger thing. This is the food episode.
The food Got episode, it. There was.
We've just been naming all the episodes.
So, fucking, like, my ideal... So, I was saying this earlier, is my ideal burger is Five Guys. In my opinion, I've never had a better burger, with the exception of, like, they could use, like, a better bun. That's my only criticism, really. Or, you know, maybe better quality ingredients and not morons working there. But, like, also, you know, their technique is top-notch. Right? So, like... There's the debate of the thin smash burgers versus the thick burgers, and that's where I'm here to set the record straight.
I've had some bomb-ass smash burgers.
The smash burgers, I think, are the superior way to make a burger. Because
I would agree.
You get more complexity in your burger. It's thinner, it's not a big hunking piece of meat.
You get the crispiness on the outside.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
You gotta have small, thin patties. People, you know, you don't want a big
dude,
burger.
Dude, you want a good smash burger, go to ABV on Allen. Holy shit. Life-changing.
ABV?
There's a place in Charlotte called Smash Burger that I went to a couple times.
Really?
Pretty bomb. Good. It'll say, you are right. Smaller burgers are better. A little crispy on the outside.
You still get the same amount of beef. They'll give you like 2-3.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
You get the cheese in there to hold it together. All you need is pickles and it's game over, you know? But I don't know. I've had some decent thick burgers too. I think it really depends on the quality of the beef, because if you have like, you know, like a really nice, like, I don't know, like ground up stuff, like ribeye and stuff, like you just like a nice fucking a beef. Like, you want a thicker burger, because then you enjoy, like, the main part of the thing is the beef, then.
I just feel like a big burger, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, like a Red Robin kind of, like...
Yeah, Red Robin.
If you ever go to another place that has good burgers that's, like, a thick burger, though, is J.P. Fitzgerald's in Hamburg. They have burgers. But they're big. They're fucking huge. And it's like, this is so much to eat, you can't even get your mouth on it. You have to, like, smash it down. It's like,
It's like Grover's. Grover's is good, but it's too much.
And everybody knows of Grover's and their burgers.
Have you been to Rock Burger? In the falls.
I have not. There's another one close.
It's right on the boulevard.
I've been wanting to go there.
Go there. I highly recommend it. No,
we should go there right now.
Fucking do it.
I already ate Five Guys today. I want to go to Rock Burger. What are their hours?
Starving, so.
So they make custom burgers. So you can get like fucking Doritos, Explosion Burger.
So they're like sheets, but a fancier version?
No.
So
like,
they're just
custom
ridiculous.
Make the patties. So they don't, the burgers aren't made or pre-made.
Mm-hmm.
So when you order, and then they take like an hour and a half to make your food, which is the shitty part. But if you want like a Doritos burger, they will press the Doritos into the burger.
So they'll mix shit into the burger into patty. See, I'm not, I feel like, I mean, that sounds good, like a thing, but it's like, from a culinary standpoint, I feel like that's inferior. You don't want that. You want the beef to be pure. I want pure beef.
Well, like, that's the whole thing. That's their whole stick, is having that type of craft burger, if you want.
Craft burger.
Which, by the way, I'm vehemently opposed to people saying craft followed by said food. But
that just means it's probably not as good.
That's true.
That just means that it's some guy's random fucking...
I feel like if you have to describe something as craft anything, you A, don't know what you're talking about, and B, probably aren't even drinking the or eating the best kind of food that.
And
you
know? C, it better be macaroni and cheese.
True.
Like, I think the idea of the craft title separates something from being mass-produced.
It's just like, we got sick of saying artisan, so now we're saying craft. Right. It's the same thing.
Right, it's just a dumbed-down version, or even just like... I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
I can't wait until, like, 2 months from now when Subway has all their craft sandwiches.
What's this? What's going on?
Because Subway's doing their whole refresh thing.
See what I did there?
Fuck Subway. I haven't eaten at Subway since I walked a long distance.
I'll eat at Subway from time to time. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I just want a sandwich. I don't want to pay $15, you know? Just want a little ham and cheese. I'm going to keep it simple.
Go to Wegmans if you're gonna.
Yeah, I mean Wegmans is.
Come on. I guess I could go.
Come
on. There's a Wegmans closer than where Subway.
Yeah, come on. But here's the other thing, I will say though, if you're walking long distances and you need to get some vegetation, you go to Subway and you get a normal sub and then you get another sub where it's just veggies, and that's like the most efficient way if you're long distance hiking to get fresh veggies on the trail, because like it's right there.
Yeah, I mean,
they're everywhere. You know what I mean? They're fucking everywhere. They're like at gas stations, this, that, and the other thing, and they have relatively fresh vegetation that you're not going to find at like a Dollar General.
And you can get as much as your Dollar
General.
Like, that's how you beat the Subway system, is you just get max veggies.
That's what I would do. I would tell them to put literally as much of the stuff as they could on there, and I would get no sauce so it wouldn't get all goopy, you know? Yeah. Or I'd get it on the side, you know, and dip it in. And then they just, like, I'm like, pack it in there! Come on!
Dude, I worked at Subway for a time. This is a part of my backstory. We used to have a spinach lady who would come in, and she had the palest skin of anybody I've ever seen in my life, which is crazy, because she obviously ate a lot of vegetables. But, like, she would come in, and we would have to, like, hide our spinach, because she'd be like, oh, I see a couple of bags down there. She wanted all of our spinach on her sub. Because, you know, spinach is infinitely compressible. You can just keep compressing it in there.
Yep.
You know, it got to the point where it's like you're trying to put on some pants that don't fit you anymore, and you're just trying to cram all the spinach in it. So
it's like going to Burrito Bay and getting a glove and trying to fold it up.
That one was a bona fide psychopath.
That's hilarious.
Can I please have all of your spinach?
Like, just buy some spinach. It's cheaper than subs.
Yeah,
clearly,
right?
You just want to eat spinach.
That's crazy.
When I was working at a pizzeria, this guy would come in and want a sub, but like he's like, I want a lot of oil. And the guy makes a sub with sub oil, and he's like, no, that's not right. He's like, what exactly do you want? He's like, I want oil. So he wants us to take, like, vegetable oil and just drench the bun in vegetable oil.
You'd be surprised how many people want that. That's what they want.
That's what's so gross.
They just want oil. They don't want, like, the sub oil with the flavorings in it. They just want straight up, like,
olive
oil or vegetable oil. It's, bleh.
I don't know, maybe olive oil, like a fine olive oil, a little bit of fine olive oil on a salad, you gotta keep the joints fresh, you know, gotta oil up the I get
the old
maybe this guy was secretly Tin Man. I have no idea.
I don't know, that is fucked. I don't really do oil in subs. I don't really see the appeal of that.
Especially I like a sub oil.
I'll
do it on like an Italian sub maybe every so often, but not really.
People like to do it on steak subs, but I don't understand because, like, the steak has got enough grease and stuff on it.
It's
because
the alternative is mayo, and mayo, when it gets hot, is, like, it literally just fucking becomes oil anyways, you know? But, like, a weird eggy version that's less good. When it's, you don't want hot mayo. Hot mayo and hot lettuce are just two of the worst things on the planet.
Yeah. So going back to burgers real quick, there was a place I went to in Florida that imprinted their logo of the restaurant in the bun.
I've seen that.
Make burger.
The Griffin does that.
It was pretty quality.
Yeah.
When they put it on the hot toaster with the...
Yeah. They basically just branded.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Like
that's a nice touch.
Like, it is a
nice
touch. It's like, okay, I'm going to remember this burger.
Yeah.
Literally.
I don't... See, but here's the thing. I don't like the tops of my burgers, of my buns toasted. I feel like just the inside is what needs to be toasted.
And on this one, it was on, like, the burger itself.
Oh, on the burger.
So it was like
itself.
A char.
How are you
going to
see that?
You know? Yeah.
You're just going to eat it.
Yeah.
At least. You got to do it on a bun.
What I hear is the way I think you. Well, no, because toppings go on. I
think you need a toasted bun. I think that
you
little
do
extra
need a
texture,
toasted bun.
A little extra texture.
But you
got to
put toppings on the top side of the bun.
You don't have to. A lot of it's served with, like, the dressing on the side and then the vegetables, like, on the side, you know? Have you seen that? Where it's like a bed of lettuce and then the stuff on top and then you can put it on.
Well, the way, when I worked at the tap room, the way we would do it is you would make the centerpiece of the burger, the mainstay of the burger, right? And then you leave the lid off of it. You put the liquid toppings on the fucking top of the bun. And then the standards that came with pretty much every burger was the lettuce, tomato, and onion. And that goes on the side.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so then you have your basics, you know, the basics of the burger is the meat, the lettuce, the tomato, the onion, and then the cheese and the various other toppings vary, and that's what makes the different types of burgers.
See, when you're putting on your condiments, your ketchup, your mustard, mm-hmm. whatever, you putting it on the patty or you putting it on the bun?
Depends.
It goes on the bun. It depends on how thick it is, though. If it's like, see, the way I do it, this is how I layer it. I put my bun down.
Bun down! Then pickles! Then tomatoes!
No, bun down. And then what you need is a thin layer of some sort of an oily spread to create a moisture barrier. Then you put down your lettuce.
You sauce both sides? Is this what you're telling me?
No. Just the bottom needs like something. It needs something, a moisture barrier, right?
But what?
It could be mayo. If you like mayo, it could be mayo.
So
could
you
be
not
butter.
Are you not putting mayo on the top then?
You just use a little bit. So if you had mayo on your burger, you'd have a little bit on top and bottom. You'd split it between the two. You see what I mean?
I'm here.
Moisture barrier down. Then comes your lettuce if you're putting lettuce or other leafy greens go on the bottom, right? Also, it could be argued that onion rounds go on the bottom. Right?
I've heard this.
Because they're flat, you need to weigh them down. Yeah. Patty, cheese. If we're talking thin smash burgers, a double whammy.
Some pickles.
And then your chunky toppings, your chopped onions, your relishes, your pickles, that all goes on the patty, and then on the underside of the top bun is where you put the liquid condiments.
And the tomatoes, because they adhere. That's what I do.
No, I put the tomatoes on the tomatoes go underneath with the lettuce.
Oh, yeah, you tuck them under there. All right.
It's a nice little
burgers blanket. Are an interesting topic. I just want to point out... Oh, fuck it, I spilled on my penis. I just want to point out that we talked about fucking cars for 20 minutes last week. Now we're talking about food for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we are a dynamic crew that cannot be contained.
these are the topics that the people want to hear.
Yeah.
We speak to the common man.
Yeah.
Common man.
Sometimes
common
it's cars. Man. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's Pokemon. You know?
Right?
Despite my wishes, it's occasionally Pokemon.
I have made probably over 5,000 burgers in my lifetime. I have made many burgers.
It was your job to make
for
burgers.
For 6 years.
That's good. That's
and
good.
In addition to that, several other burgers. But I've made
some for myself, too.
I've made lots of burgers for myself. When I worked at camp, I used to make a man-meat sandwich. That's what we called it.
Man-meat sandwich.
You would get three options for camp out night.
I could cut this together to make you sound very gay. Just for these 37
let
minutes.
It ride. You get three options. You get three options or four options for camp out night for dinner. You get a burger, right? You get a hot dog, you know, burgers, hot dogs. You can get one of those McRib things, which were everybody loved. And then you can get a veggie burger. And these veggie burgers were not like veggie burgers. They were like rice and cheese and mashed together in a patty, and they were delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds
and amazing. It was like, they were actually arguably better than the other ones, but we didn't buy a lot, so you weren't really allowed to get them if you weren't a vegetarian, you know. But what I would do is I would take burger, rib, veggie burger, rib burger, and I would stack it up five high, and I would kind of tile them. I would kind of tile them so that they were like spread out in a long thing with two buns on it, and then I would put the whole thing with like cheese and barbecue sauce and hot sauce in there, and that's what I would eat for camp out night.
How are you not like 300 pounds?
Well, this was a long time ago. This was back in the summer melon head days.
I can still eat like that though. I ate 5.5 ears
he
of corn.
He goes McDonald's every day.
It's because he walks everywhere
you
go.
That's true. That's
I'm so high and I'm like a shrew. I have to eat and eat and eat because I'm constantly like in a high state of fucking alert.
Got me doing something with my hands.
I've never heard a single
I'm
human.
I'm sweating.
It's hot in here. After I turn the AC on. I've never heard anyone compare themselves to a shrew. That's one of the least desirable animals. You call an old woman a shrew.
What was what's the other option? Like a hummingbird?
Yeah, fair. I don't know.
Do you want to get into the boat story?
Yeah, we got a melon-headed boat. I don't know what this is, so.
You know exactly what it is.
Boat. Boat.
From Sunday.
Boat.
What about
we went kayaking on Sunday.
Yeah, when he took off and he didn't know how to fucking use the
boat. Oh my god, that was comedic gold. So we're going kayaking at Justin's. He lives like right on the lake. So it was easy. We just launched from the backyard and fucking Melon has the first one in the water because Justin has like inflatable, I don't even know what the word
dinghy.
Is.
It was a dinghy
and it's got like a motor attachment on the back.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those things where like you get going and the front end picks up, you know, mm-hmm. and he's really cooking around. But like he gets in the water, we get in the water. He's got
the cooler in there.
With the cooler, all the beer in there, and it's got the motor on the back, and he gets into the water, and he's starting to float away, and he's like, "You're gonna have to tell me how to run this thing." And we're like, "What? You don't know?" He's just slowly floating away.
I know how to run an outboard motor, but I couldn't find the gas knob to turn the fuel on. And Justin was like, "It's underneath to the left," and it was not to the left. It was dead center, directly in the front. He's like, look at the motor and look to your left, and it's underneath. So I'm reaching around the front side, the left side of the motor. I'm looking all around. Meanwhile, everybody's just staring at me because evidently
you
can't tell what I'm doing.
You were getting so far that you were out of yelling distance from Justin, so he had to swim into the water to give you further instructions.
If he would have just said it's below the handle, it was right there. It was so obvious. I just wasn't looking in the right place.
You were almost lost at sea.
But here's the thing. It's like, for whatever reason, I couldn't get this thing. It would periodically just, like, you know, stall out or whatever. Because, you know, it's tough to keep up with, to keep as slow with kayaks when you're in an outboard motor, right?
Right.
And it would just die periodically. And it was kind of tough to get going.
I've got a video of you trying to start it for, like, five minutes.
I'm yanking
it. Just yanking it. Just going
and
back.
And periodically.
Meanwhile, John's still on the land doing whatever the fuck he was
so
doing.
Long to get up there.
We're all in the water. John's, like, on the shore, just staring at his phone, doing something.
I think he was getting like the speakers ready or something.
I don't know. Melonhead's floating out to sea. We got a guy on a sailboat.
Yeah, it was like a little I don't even know what those are called.
That's a sailboat.
It's like it's like just like a little like. You typically like stand on one of those, or am I thinking of something else?
That's a windboard.
Windboard, yeah.
Windsurfing.
It was pretty cool, and Justin got out at any point, and he just was laying down, and he just looked like he had died. He just looked like a fucking corpse on the thing. The front end was like picking up because Justin was laying on the back of it, and like we're in Lake Ontario, so like you know there was a little wavy, and he'd like catch some water, and the front end would just go way up. It was great. It was a great time.
It was a good time. And we didn't actually go anywhere when we set off. We're like, oh, let's go against the wind and go up that way. But the wind was coming from the land, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, we got pretty far out.
Yeah,
like,
we did.
Like, it was like, oh, the house is there. And then we're like, oh my god, we're far away from the house. Like, it was only still like a 30-minute trek back tops. But, like, it happened. It was a thing.
It was quite an adventure. Hmm. We got a lot of Chinese food.
Well, that's part of the
course. I ate some of that the next day. It was great.
I can't believe Justin took down three of those wontons. That's a lot of
He took down three?
He ate three?
In the end? He ate two. I know he ate two. I can eat a quart of wontons.
How do you have that much volume?
My stomach is
three
infinite.
Quarts? Three quarts?
He's got a hollow leg.
That's what he said.
I leg wrestled him. I leg wrestled him. I felt the fluid in his leg. But I mean, I ate a quart of Chinese food and then a bunch of other shit. Yeah. And four egg rolls.
I was putting on the egg rolls.
I took three of them home, man. That was great.
I didn't take anything home.
You should have.
I took the
fucked
soup.
Up.
Tiniest food, I don't know. It's good.
Dude, it's good. It's even better the next day when you reef.
I like it cold.
It's like seeing a pizza in your fridge. It's like,
I don't know.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
I got Chinese food.
I will eat stuff like that cold. Like pizza. Usually eat pizza cold.
Pizza
spaghetti.
Cold
okay, wait.
Spaghetti
with
on occasion.
Pizza. So you want to heat it up, right? What do you do to heat up your pizza?
Air fryer, usually.
Air fryer?
Toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
Which is a superior tool to an air fryer.
All of them, fine.
I got it as a gift.
Now I have an air fryer. That's probably my go-to. All of them, fine. Jared, microwaves.
That's psychopathic.
Yeah.
That's what everyone was
it's
saying.
It's going to turn into a sponge. It's just going to be all...
Unless you're high as fuck and it's like 3 a.m.
I would rather eat it cold than microwave my pizza.
Yeah.
I would too.
I agree. Here's the thing. If you're cooking it, maybe...
it's never even.
Yeah,
it's never even,
and it's just spongy, greasy, and just floppy.
If I'm microwaving something like that, I'll use that as, like, a way to make it faster. Like, I'll maybe heat it up in a pan and then put it in the microwave, and then it's done in, like, 5 minutes. you know? Yeah. But, like, that's not my normal thing to do. It's just, like, the microwave bails you out if you fucking up. You're like, oh, fuck, this is still cold.
To be honest, I could live my life without a microwave.
Mine barely works.
Like, I mean, I use it because it's there and it's convenient, but, like, don't need it.
Yeah. I think I tend to agree. I don't know. I like my air fryer. I have one. I got it as a gift.
I hate them.
You're not the only person who has told me this. There's a lot of people that hate air fryers.
They're stupid. They're a worse convection of it.
I understand this, but the whole point of it is to cook things quicker, and it absolutely does.
The only problem is
anything you can put in an anything you want to put in an air fryer will be better done in a toaster.
I don't know. I don't think you can toast stuff. Like, I mean, you're right. I guess a toaster oven would do more because I couldn't like toast. I couldn't like make toasted bread in an air fryer or cook it too much.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you clean your... You gotta clean... That is the problem. You have to keep cleaning it.
I don't know.
Every time.
It's not...
Unless you're just a...
Just about every time. Like, it depends what I put in there, but I usually clean it every time.
I line it with tinfoil, which probably goes against the whole concept of the air fryer.
Yeah, that defeats the purpose.
Well, if you put it under the basket, that's probably fine.
No. I put it in the basket.
Yeah, you're fucking up. Because the whole point is that the air flows through that.
It gets the top, but you gotta think, it's a smaller convection oven than just, you might as well just like a toaster oven is just better. It's better in every way. It's bigger, it holds more food, you know, for less space, and they make toaster ovens with a fan in them, so they work like an air fryer.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are cool. I'm not here to defend the air fryer. I admit that it's a gimmicky, it's a counter space thing that has somehow caught on, you know?
Right.
It's like the magic bullet, where it's like, why don't you just buy a blender? You know? It's that. I understand. I get it.
See, I guess...
But I have one and I use it.
The differing opinion is, with the air fryer, you don't keep it on your counter all the time, do you?
I do.
Oh, most people that have them do, because that's...
I got
where else are you
going to fucking put counter space.
Exactly!
If I had a toaster oven, I don't think I'd be taking the toaster oven and putting it in the...
Do you have a toaster as well?
I do have a toaster.
Well, there you go! Well, why? It would go right where your toaster is, because it is the toaster.
The toaster's like this big.
So is a toaster oven. A toaster oven's like this fucking big. You get a little one, and it still has more cooking space than an air fryer.
I don't have a toaster. I have no way to toast bread in this house other than like a frying pan.
You need a good one, though. There are really shitty ones, and then there are good ones. You need a good toaster oven. Yeah, but like the air fryers are all kind of the same. You know, they all kind of have the same base.
You ever make
level.
A steak in an air fryer?
That's fucking stupid.
I've seen people.
What are you doing that you're making steaks in an air fryer, Mike?
I was like, I don't feel like using charcoal for just one steak.
That's low. That's a low.
Put it in the fucking oven.
Yeah. I could have done that, but I'm like, you know what? I want to try this.
That's some real.
I would do chicken wings.
Bachelor shit. I don't know how to ask,
he's not the only one. I don't do this. I've never cooked any, like, raw meat or, like, vegetables in the air fryer, but I have seen people that
do that. I don't know if I cook chicken in there, but I would do any sort of beef. You ever make hot dogs in them?
I mean, that would be awesome.
I have done hot dogs.
I feel like I would do any type of chicken and not any type of beef.
Nah, because, like, you can... I suck at telling when chicken is, like, cooked, so, like, if I'm...
Chicken, like, you can't fuck it up. Like, I want to... If I'm having beef... If it's like a steak, I want it like medium. If it's like ground beef, that's different. Like you want cooked.
Even that's like putting a fucking steak in the microwave. I mean, it's not, but it's on that level.
I definitely wouldn't do a steak.
You're doing a steak dirty in the air fryer. You're doing it real dirty.
Truthfully, I need to improve my steak cooking. I've never been happy with a steak that I've made.
We're gonna have to do it. We're gonna have to do a.
Steak what off? Have you used?
No,
you used
not a steak off.
Usually what I do is I sear it, and then I finish it in the oven, and I'm just never happy with it.
You don't need to finish it in the oven. Fuck Gordon Ramsay. Sorry, I love Gordon Ramsay, but fuck Gordon Ramsay. You don't need to do it.
I don't think he's listening.
You need to rip on the heat. You know what you need? You need fucking high heat.
He would have turned off at the first conversation.
Medium high to high heat, and you slap that fucking bad boy on there, and you just don't touch it for like 4 minutes.
S&P.
And then flip once.
What kind of steak you cooking? Like what cut?
We're talking like a ribeye.
Yeah, okay.
Like a big meaty steak, not a real thin, or even like a New York strip could work this way. But you change up the time, right? You've got real thin. You go. You know, a minute, maybe two. If you're a bigger, thicker steak, like about an inch or so, you go 3 to 4. Flip once. If you're on a grill, you can do the flip twice for the grill marks, whatever. But the secret is high heat and don't fucking touch it. And that's
Yeah, but I feel like I've done that, and then the middle is never cooked.
Well,
like,
really,
I like it rare, but
you gotta have it.
Here's cooked. How you tell. You know, first, some people can temp a steak. You may need to temp your steaks. That's how you get a good steak. You temp it. And then you know. But you can also do this. You can also use the finger meat test. So you pinch your fingers together.
Oh boy, getting fingers involved.
And you touch this part here. So, like, the tighter it is, this is well done. This is medium rare, and this is rare. All right. So, like, you feel this texture, like, right here, right underneath your thumb joint here is where you're feeling.
Okay, yeah.
You feel that texture? Yeah. That's how a steak will feel when it's done to that point. And I'm to the point now where I'm just poking the steak like Jeff. And it's like, that's how I tell if it's done. I give it a fucking poke. And if it's, like, if it's
circled around.
And I test the rebound. Like a rare steak, when you press into it, if it doesn't rebound right away, it's still raw in the middle. Like, raw meat will just depress and it won't kind of bounce back. But like a medium steak will, like, depress and then it will slowly rise up. A well-done steak will bounce right back. Boink, like, shoe leather.
Is that what Jeff was doing that whole time? He was testing the mashed
potatoes. Are your potatoes done?
Yes.
This is good knowledge. I might fuck around and buy some steaks this week. That's good.
Good to know.
I've mastered my meat.
The best one.
Please cut together all the things he said that can be. We got butt fuckery, man meat sandwich, master meat.
Yeah. Well, I'm gay.
Well, I'm gay? Question mark.
It's not even more ammo every time you talk over there. It's like when Mac brings out his bike and you're like, oh god, what kind of sexual deviant is this?
Do you have a dildo?
This is the Motivate.
It's the Ass Blaster 3000.
We're almost out of topics, but I mean, we're coming up on an hour. This has been lots of food talk. We've been nearly an hour of food talk. What's this random headquarters you got here?
Didn't really have a story, just an observation of driving all through the south and the southwest, that you'll just be driving down a road in the middle of nowhere and suddenly there's a big-ass fucking corporation that you never knew, which totally makes sense to have it, you know, like fucking Nestle or like, I don't know, the one I saw on my way here. I'm in the middle of a cornfield on both sides and there's a giant factory that suddenly appears and it's a Vera Bradley for like the purses and shit.
Well, that's
like, is every person in this random-ass town that is right next to this work there? Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Sounds like a very Smallville-type thing.
Well, that's like, we have that right fucking here. That's how the Yahoo plant is. It's like cornfields, and then there's like a road. You go way back there, and it goes to GM.
Yeah.
And then there's Yahoo, the servers, right there.
So they would still use that? How is that place still in business?
Yeah, Yahoo. Still huge, yeah.
Yahoo's still up there. I mean,
really?
Yeah. No. There's still an operable search engine. I mean, they still power things.
I don't know if I've used it as a search engine in a long time, but I still get emails.
My main, my burner email is still Yahoo.
Yeah, that's where I send all my, like, shopping shit.
My important stuff goes to my Gmail. My old one's my
Yahoo. Anything that promotes this podcast is through Yahoo.
This podcast is valuable, and it goes to the Gmail, buddy. We got one more. It's another one of your topics, and I think I know where this is going. I think this is a response to a different previous podcast, EarPods in the Bathroom.
Yes.
I got strong opinions on this, which I've...
Oh, is this said yeah, the Donnie thing,
I think
too, right?
Discussed
when I texted Donnie.
Well, we did talk about that, but I think that what this is I was complaining about people in my office wearing their headphones into the bathroom, and like... just having them on in the bathroom and they're shitting and there's poop particles and then they come out and they touch them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I said, that's gross. And everybody beside me said, it's fine, I think.
Well, I mean, people take their phone out and use it while they're taking a shit. What's the difference?
I don't know.
It's right there. See, I mean, if anything, your phone is way dirtier.
I don't know if I have an answer
This is
for
the
it.
Dirtiest device. This is way dirtier than any toilet.
I was on the shitter on my nerve.
This is way dirtier than any toilet seat.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer for you, but I just think it's gross. Like, I don't know. Why?
You know what? I have to disinfect this phone. I was walking all around a dirty old nursing home. I was fucking... I mean, I had gloves on, and I was sanitizing my hands regularly, but, like, you still pick up this phone.
Yeah, then you fucking...
You still pick up the phone, yeah. And it goes up and down and up and down.
Dude, I was telling people that when COVID first came out and people were fucking hand sanitizing everything, they go around, like, fucking cleaning everything, and then they touch a bunch of dirty shit and immediately pick up their phone or, like, pick up, like, the keyboard or something. I'm like, well, everything else you did was just fucking useless.
Well, a lot of the techs at the hospital I work at put their phones in a paper bag, and they go on their rounds, or a plastic bag, you know, so they can still interact with the touchscreen.
That's smart. I don't know. There was a lot of that going on, though. Yeah. Like, back in those days.
Remember when COVID first hit? I remember Tops put, like, plastic wrap on the,
Yeah. It's still, they could, like, wipe it down.
Or the, not the ATM, the checkout thing. Yeah. I don't know what like
the buttons for
credit
the
credit card. Yeah. I don't know what the real name is. But anyways, they had them there, and I'm like, well, that's great, but the guy in front of me just touched these.
Well, the reason they did it is so they could, like, wipe it down easier.
Nobody was wiping that down.
I don't know, but... Yeah, no, there was a bunch of that bullshit.
I mean, yeah, it was the problem that people were spreading it and whatever and this and that. But, like, your body's way stronger than people give you credit for. And it was very... it was clear,
everybody in this room had COVID.
I know, but it was pretty clear...
At the same time.
It was pretty clear...
But none of us died.
No, shut up. It was pretty clear from early on that it wasn't transmitted via surfaces. It was an airborne thing.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is... The whole point is moot anyway. But people just love to freak the fuck out, and they're like, oh, things are dirty. It's like, well, how do you think humans came to be where we are? You think germs just didn't exist in prehistoric times?
I'm pretty sure COVID's the first germ, honestly.
Humans are, you know, humans are way stronger than we fucking think we are, and I don't know. Everybody's immune systems suck these days. People are allergic to fucking...
Well, it's because of our food system.
People are allergic to the fucking life around them. Just existing. Rouse is one of them.
I get, jeez. It's been good the last 2 years, but I have had some of the worst allergies. There was one time it was so bad, I just bought an eye patch and just quit on that eye for that day.
That was funny. That was a good time.
I was just wearing an eye. Like, I was like, I don't want to go home. I'm just going to wear an eye patch for the rest of the day.
We
like,
could have bought you allergy medicine. Instead, we bought you an eye patch.
So, I've lived 26 years of my life having allergies until... 1 month ago, when I was outside, I was at work, my eyes got all fucking red, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I didn't know what was going on, because I've never had allergies before, until I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh shit, I think I have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
I went and bought some allergy medicine, it cleared up, got a runny nose, I'm like, fuck,
well, that's
I have
just
allergies.
Because, that's just because allergy medicine treats the symptoms of allergies. Yeah. It doesn't keep you from having allergies. It could have been the smoke from those fucking fires across the thing.
Well, allergies, allergies themselves are just happening.
Yeah,
it
could have been. Yeah, I don't know.
And, like, I mean, that has been bothering people. Yeah. Like, New York City had really bad smog. Like, way worse than Beijing on certain days.
Yeah, it was amazing. We couldn't even see Toronto the other day.
That's true. Yeah, we had Justin there. There was nothing.
So, you know, there's that. But, like...
Yeah, the world's just burning to the ground.
We die.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
You can join Lucas.
No, I'm gonna become one of those fucking Mad Max assholes at the end of the world. I'm gonna be like leading some band of fucking bandits, marauders. I'm gonna be the first one to go looting when the economy collapses. Like, I've been biding my time. All these other people are looting while civilization still has, like, a structure. I'm going to wait till civilization finally collapses.
You look right now like some guy
go
that's in an apocalypse. Like,
I am hot!
Look,
you're paying to roll my pants up! It's hot! Your pants are rolled up.
You're
wearing a long-sleeve shirt!
Your shirt's unbuttoned like you just, like, went through something. Your hair is disheveled.
The man's stressed.
I'm ready for the apocalypse.
You look like you're on day 3 of the apocalypse. Like, you're a businessman.
Still got his toe socks, though. You can't forget those.
Well, I mean, that's superior flexibility.
Well, if you wear these every day, the apocalypse hits. You're going to be in whatever you're wearing.
You
kind of
look
ready.
Like maybe you landed on a deserted island, and this is just how you were dressed when the plane crashed.
Yeah, it looks like
and, like,
yeah.
Now it is, like, day 3 or 4, yeah. You're just like, Wilson!
We almost had to toss him a volleyball the other day.
Yeah, you
went
away.
I would have figured it out.
That was good. That was a wild time.
That was so much fun. I was having so much fun on that dinghy.
Yeah, you were in your prime form. You're just like, hey, who wants a beer? Yeah, let's go ahead and lock the door.
You looked like with the cowboy hat, you looked like a warden. And we were all prisoners.
Like at night, like looking around.
Prison boat.
All you needed was a spotlight, dude, and you would have been, yeah.
Row!
That's funny.
Like herding a kayak group full of prisoners somewhere.
You were just, like, circling around us, doing laps.
That was the only way to keep it going slow enough to...
Even I was doing that to a point, because, like, you just, like, the current would just keep taking you out, and then I'd be like, oh, shit, like, I gotta go back to them, and I'll just do another lap. I could take them back out, and so on and so forth. It was a good time. Well, actually, we're, like, we're running out of topics almost right at the exact hour mark.
You got some articles?
He does not have any articles. Yeah, he's a goddamn bitch. You came all the way here. He drove almost 12 hours just to come here and do this podcast. You know, commitment to the craft for the listeners.
I had work today.
You are sweating, dude. I got to turn this air. I can see it on your
face. I am hot.
Are you dying? What's happening over there? I'm wearing jeans. I'm pretty comfortable.
I had some gin, which always, you know. Fuck!
Lon leads the end of the world. Is that the name of the title of the episode?
This is the food episode.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we're gonna wrap it up. Any closing remarks?
I can still smell that durian candy.
I think it's just in your mind now. I think it's like...
dirty socks.
It's forever in you.
Yeah.
It's a used pair of cleats.
Well, if anybody wants some durian candy, feel free to take some home. All right, we're wrapping this bitch. Fuck off.